Please allow the Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly.
So, as I said, Count Corlett, under these revised structures, the net maximum any household would pay would be down
Look at him there, young Kelly, flannelling away. Flannelling, another water-related word. The papers missed a trick with that one. Ah, he was an inspired appointment all the same. I think that for his first 6 months around the place, I thought he was the Irish goalkeeper.
Jonas, Japanese, please!
I see Joan is looking fairly uncomfortable. That'll be the bang on her head. Still, I got a few brownie points for calling her a fox earlier. Women love that sort of thing. Speaking of which, Fionnuala's having her power lunch in a Four Seasons hotel. Hope she's nice to the waiters. Those poor feckers are on the minimum wage. Imagine trying to survive on that. 35,000 a year. Be no five-star hotel lunches on that, huh?
Deputies, please!
You will be required to put the matter before the people in a plebiscite.
A plebiscite? What's that anyway? Suppose where you get the plebs' opinion and then you ignore it anyway.
Count Corner, can I first...
Oh no, there's Barry Cowan getting to his feet. God, he's a much better nick than the brother all the same. Anyway, I don't want to be listening to this guff. Better collect Fionnuala's lady's lunch frock from the dry cleaners, or else she'll make me appoint another woman to cabinet. Psst!
T-shirt?
Kelly, let's go. Oh, come on, we're out of here. Bring Joan with you, will you?
All right.
I'm not listening to this fella. Let's get the fluck out of here.
Okay, just try to sneak out really
carefully.
Come on,
where
come on.
Look at them now, Count Corlett. They're trying to escape. They don't even have the respect for the National Parliament.
Order!
National
order! 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 Order!